I'm Dr. Lisa Mansfield, Head of Art History at the University of Adelaide. The title of my essay is Mary Beale, Pioneer of Portraiture. Portrait of the Artist's Son is an oil sketch on paper dated to about 1660, and Portrait of a Lady is an oil on canvas painting executed around 1680. I focused on these particular works because they bookend Mary Beale's transformation across two decades from an amateur artist creating likenesses of her family and friends to a professional portrait specialist working in a commercial studio. It's difficult to pinpoint just one factor that drew me to Mary Beale, but I especially admire the seemingly effortless way she achieved a balance between her role as a wife and mother and her diligence in crafting a successful career as an artist. Her approach to the intimate task of painting faces required technical mastery of oil paint, powers of psychological perception, and gracious social skills. And these qualities are beautifully demonstrated in Portrait of the Artist's Son and Portrait of a Lady. In Portrait of the Artist's Son, the delicate facial contours, youthful softness of the skin, and mop of springy curls are rendered with both a mother's loving eye and an artist's deftness of touch. The painting depicts Mary's eldest child, Bartholomew. The feminine poise and blushing complexion of the unknown sitter in Portrait of a Lady is enhanced by the fusion of warm rusty tones in the background, which complement the woman's twinkling brown eyes and russet ringlets. Touches of white, highlighting the tip of the nose and lower lip, are visible stylistic continuities between these particular works. Mary Beale's ambitions as a female artist in a male-dominated field were informed by her family background and early exposure to a flourishing artistic community in her birth town of Bury St. Edmunds. Like many women artists working before and during the 17th century, Mary's ability to create art for pleasure or profit was ultimately dependent on the support and influence of her father, John Cradock, and husband, Charles Beale, who were both amateur painters. The training and assistance afforded by her male kin was supplemented with tutelage from the lawyer, poet and miniature painter Thomas Flatman and portrait painter Robert Walker. This foundation was in turn enriched by the mentorship of the high-profile Dutch-born court artist Sir Peter Lely, and also Mary's disciplined study of portraits by Lely's accomplished predecessor, Sir Anthony van Dyck. Following the practice of male artists, Mary used self-portraits to fashion an identity that not only conveyed her maternal devotion to family, but also symbolized her artistic creativity as innately feminine. In 17th century England, women's lives were regulated by gendered expectations and social constraints that dictated their roles and responsibilities as dutiful daughters, obedient wives, and devoted mothers within a predominantly Protestant religious framework. Following biblical precedent, women were generally believed to be physically, intellectually, morally, and spiritually inferior to men, with an expectation of chaste, modest, and pious conduct, complemented by domestic competencies in raising children and running a household. Contrasting these patriarchal strictures, the glamorous royal mistresses of the notorious libertine, Charles II, stretched the boundaries of feminine decorum following the king's reinstatement on the English throne in 1660. The moral permissiveness of the court infiltrated the public culture of Restoration London, where women were now permitted to perform in plays, but were commonly derided as prostitutes. While Mary Beale was not the only professional female artist in 17th century England, most women were housebound or working in trades and crafts or managing family businesses on the death of their husbands. Female artists were also subject to limitations in terms of academic training, which prohibited access to nude models and focused their artistic practice on the secular genre of portraiture. The Beale family managed to work within and around the confines of patriarchal English society by building a family business on the back of the harmonious marriage between Mary and Charles. The couple shared a commitment to Christian moral values that supported the ideal of an equal partnership between husband and wife, anchored by love and cemented by friendship. Sources of patronage were generated by like-minded family and friends from the Beales' expansive social network. This supportive framework not only protected Mary's reputation as a respectable godly woman, but also perpetuated a cycle of public endorsement of her artistic activities. Mary and Charles conducted the professional business of portraiture as a collaborative enterprise, working with their two sons in a commercial studio located in the family home. While Charles Sr. augmented his role as a studio assistant with cutting-edge knowledge of materials and techniques, connoisseurship and financial acumen, Bartholomew and Charles Jr. helped to paint draperies and backgrounds in busts and half-length portraits. The convergence between the private and public spheres in Mary Beale's studio practice was enriched by stimulating conversations and musical entertainments that created a genial atmosphere of familial hospitality, which helped to relax clients before and during a portrait sitting. Mary Beale's clientele mostly included men and women of the urban professional class, from lawyers, physicians, and clergymen to esteemed literary figures, other artists, and courtiers. Mary Beale's style of painting made a profound change to British portraiture in the 17th century by introducing a subtle element of pictorial and psychological naturalism to the concept of likeness that tempered the heightened artificiality of courtly face painting.